listening to Vote Wasted. Enjoy the show.
And welcome back to another episode, I think. A vote wasted.
Oh, this is, my God.
It's been like a year, I think.
Been a bit.
We have like six listeners that have like literally been giving us death threats, so we had to do it.
Some of them live pretty close, so yeah.
So as you're saying, those people probably don't like Sandoval either, huh?
Hmm. Wait. Shorter list. Those who like Sandoval.
That's a very short list. I don't know any of those.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting being here in the desert and having a rhino running around.
Yeah, I'd rather have the rhino than Sisolak.
Yes! Absolutely!
Do we want to talk about
every
this one
day.
Now? And today's Vote Wasted is brought to you by Ross Perot. He's the only person not running for the Dems for the candidacy in 2020.
Good Lord, he is, isn't he?
I think he caught a tailwind and used those ears to just fly away. So anyway, I'm Dub, and yeah, if you're a longtime listener to the show, you know who I am. And then to the other side of the table, if you're a longtime listener to the show, you know who this guy is.
Hello.
Who are you?
Hey, this is Todd. Gee, it's good to be back on the mic.
It really is. Well, I mean, you've been on the other mic,
well,
just
yeah,
not, this,
I mean,
not
I,
the political mic.
I've done a couple of shows with iHeartGeek, and I love that show. I love the guys and the ladies involved with that. Thank you very much. But I'm not really allowed to talk politics on that show very much.
No one is. That's my rule. In fact, you know, this will really spread.
Yeah,
people.
But evidently today is for rule breaking, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh yes.
Dub?
Today we there's certain things that we promised we were never going to discuss, and we're breaking that rule today.
What's this wee stuff, white man? I mean, this is a hard rule that you put down,
yeah.
And you are just willy nilly slapping that aside.
And I think we can understand why. I think it's a pretty good reason
heck
why.
Heck yeah, heck yeah. It needs to be brought up and brought to attention.
Which so. We will get to that later. So, yeah, the following people, if you have any offense at all, just stop listening now.
Tough.
I think you guys should know what the show's about by now.
Yeah. If you're easily offended, why are you listening?
So, yeah, I don't know if we're going to do another show after this. I don't know if we're going to do a show in 2 weeks. We will see.
Well, Todd's opinion on that particular topic is this.
I'd like to hear it.
The presidential elections are coming in 2020.
This and it makes being writing easy.
This being 2019, it's right about the same time we started up in
2016?
15?
15? Yeah, I think somewhere in there.
Because there's a lot of really wonky stuff happening in Washington, and hey.
But we do have some good news.
What's that, Dub?
You haven't heard the one, no matter what your political affiliation, this should make you so happy.
Was there an earthquake in Washington, D.C., and everything went down?
Almost as good.
Oh, God, I love it.
Hillary is not running. So the Democrats are happy because, well, you know, they talk about snatching defeat out of the jaws of victory. The Republicans are happy because, well, it's Hillary.
Honestly, everybody's happy because, well, it's Hillary.
Well, except for Bill. He's like, can't she go out back on?
Have you seen him? I saw a picture of him next to Sammy Hagar. They're the same age.
It's sad.
Oh, Bill looks like a mummy.
Bill looks like a liver spot.
Of course, Sammy is hawking his new booze, so it's like, why wouldn't he look that good?
But what does it say about the women that you're around that make you feel young? Sammy Hagar constantly has a 25-year-old woman around him.
This is a first.
What's that?
Wendell referred to Hillary as a woman.
I never said that.
I'm impressed. Dude, you repeatedly say that she stands to pee.
She does. It depends on what people feel like being from the time, from whatever day it is. We all know how this game works. Speaking of that, there's a story you were telling me about before we get into this other stuff with the...
Is this how Bill and Hillary met?
Oh, no. But no, that was...
Can I?
When they were still in the same bathroom?
No, they were dating the same girls in college.
Oh.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Try the fish.
No, I'm referring to the power lifter that you were telling me about.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead. Tell us everybody about that.
A power weightlifter, a professional weightlifter this week, came out and identified as a woman.
With a beard.
And then smashed the woman's deadlift. And then immediately after smashing that and getting his name in the record book, identified back as a man.
That sounds like it works.
That is called using identity politics against identity politics.
Well, I don't know if you heard about this. I believe it was a senator. I don't remember which state. I think Oregon, because that just sounds like an Oregon thing to say. I'm probably wrong. But
we'll just let
but
it go.
literally said this, that not allowing transgender men to compete against regular women, I guess, is the same as not letting a black woman compete. This is your Democratic Party. Intersectional politics. We'll discuss that shortly, I think.
I got nothing.
You got nothing, do you?
None.
How many racist things can these people say and it's okay?
All of them?
Well, when David Duke supports your new fresh face, I think it's time to hang up the boots. Anyway, okay, so let's discuss who's running for who is fighting for the honor of losing to Trump this year.
Okay, and for those of you listening, you might want to pull up a comfy chair and take a bathroom break real fast, put us on pause, get a drink. This list,
it's bizarre.
Cricket, man.
Let's hit the people that we don't care or know about anything about first.
We know that three of them that are not running, and thank you, baby Jesus. Hillary has said she is not running.
Woohoo!
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Eric Holder, for some reason, who is not in prison, has said he's not running. And again, thank you, baby Jesus. Michael Bloomberg, can I say douchebag on this?
Sure, why not?
Okay, the incredible douchebag from New York.
well, why did I just hear the guitar sound go off?
Has also said, and if need be, double just beep when it happens. So
it happens a lot.
I do a pretty good job of self-editing.
You're getting a lot better. From episode one to now, gosh.
Those three incredible hosebags are all stated as not running in the 2020 elections, and all I can say is thank you.
Thank you to whatever deity you worship, or don't.
Thanks, Cthulhu.
If that's your bag, go for it. Okay, so let's hit
all the
this.
Geeks listening just had a geekgasm.
Okay, let's talk about the first one.
Wait. Do you want to talk about the maybes or the definitely ins?
Let's talk about the people we have no idea who they are, but they're
okay,
in.
Okay, that's
some
the whole
reason.
List.
That's all but like five people.
Okay. You want me to just shoot through this list real fast?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to give special props for Maryland Representative John Delaney, who they opened it up in February 3rd of 2019 to put your hat into the ring.
Mm-hmm.
The ring in July of 2. Okay, so.
If that edit sounded weird, yeah. The magic of editing.
It was.
We're done with Delaney. Okay, next.
Okay. I'm going to take a big breath and do this real quick.
Oh, this one.
Former Governor John Hickenlooper.
I want Hickenlooper to run just because I would love to see that on a
President
ticket.
Hickenlooper, I'd love to hear the German chancellor say that.
Hickenlooper. Far from pooping. Yes, we are. We have not changed our maturity level on this show in the last year.
Hello, President John Hickenpooper. Yikes.
Okay, next.
All right. Governor Jay Inslee.
No. Nope.
Oh, my God. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Well, okay. We'll talk about him at the end, but let's
only because we're going to have an economic forum, and we're doing that so he might listen in and figure something out.
You're funny.
Thank you.
He's too old to figure out how podcasts work.
He just doesn't care.
Yeah.
Anyways, Senator Amy Klobuchar.
Klobuchar.
Whatever.
Who?
Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas.
Sorry. Senator Cory Booker, the
Spartacus?
The most corrupt person in government today.
I don't know if you can say that.
I'm pretty sure.
AOC.
Oh, she's just stupid. She's not corrupt. Come on.
Omar.
Stupid, not corrupt.
Corrupt.
Actually, she's terrorist. Ideological.
Terrorist.
Not corrupt.
Yeah, okay.
Anyone else? Pelosi?
Pelosi's teeth?
Okay, sorry,
I apologize.
Senator Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris.
We'll talk about that one again.
Ex-San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro. And as was pointed out to me by one of Dub's brood, I'm not sure if we want a Castro
in office.
In the White House. Representative Tulsi Gabbard.
No.
Who? Let's see. Author Marianne Williamson. See the former question of who? And former Tex executive Andrew Yang, who seems to be actually snowballing pretty well in California. Go figure.
Who would have thunk it?
Okay, so on the list of maybes, they haven't said whether they're jumping in or not, but they have formed presidential inquiry committees, is good old crazy Uncle Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
I love him, especially when he keeps his mouth shut. Beto O'Rourke. And New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who
has made her entire career out of never making a stand on anything.
Well, how can you go wrong if
that's exactly what she's been doing?
Don't make any points.
Okay, well let me hit this as far as. I use the word loosely, but my favorite candidate from here, this is the candidate that I think could actually win, and it's the candidate that, if defeating Trump, would probably do the least amount of damage from people that we've talked about, and that would be one crazy Uncle Joe.
You know, just keep your,
that's hard.
Keep
that's
your
hard
daughters
to say.
Away from him. You're fine, Lord.
But you know what? As I say this. With how absolutely insane the Democrat Party has become, that this is coming from me. That is the voice of reason in that field. Oh, my gosh. Jesus Christ. How does that work when that is the voice of reason?
If he is the mitigating voice.
He's the center.
Democrats are in deep doo-doo.
Well, okay, well, let's talk about the other front runners then if you want to talk deep doo-doo. Let's see, we have, which I think this is, honestly, there's five.
Do you want me to go through the list and give you a brief synopsis of each one of these idiots?
Not really. Not really. How about let's do the top five, which would be Sanders, Warren,
I got to do Hickenpooper.
You got something for Hickenpooper?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear about Hickenpooper.
Former Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper says he's running for president. Casting himself as a can-do uniter who is used to overcoming adversity and accomplishing liberal goals in a politically divided state. Excuse me. I'm running for president because we need dreamers in Washington, but we also need to get things done, Hickenpooper 66 said in a video announcing his campaign. Quote, I've proven again and again I can bring people together to produce the progressive change Washington has failed to deliver, blah, 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 unquote. So there's Hickenlooper.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you want to hear about?
Okay. Let's talk.
Burn.
Spartacus. Let's talk Spartacus.
Okay.
Booker.
Booker. Senator Cory Booker. Booker.
Booger.
Current New Jersey senator and former mayor of Newark, Cory Booker announced his bid for the Oval Office on February 1st, 2019. Booker has long been seen as a challenger for the presidency, something of a centrist. Booker's announcement focused on unity and pride in America in an era marked by bitter political polarization. So, according to that blurb.
I'm guessing this is from Chicago or something, right?
He's a slick race baiter.
No, I'm talking the whoever's writing this is from Chicago.
Chicago Tribune.
There you go. That's all I needed to hear.
Right. Okay. Who else do you want to hear about?
Let's talk. The I would say former candidate at this point since her last speech, Pocahontas herself, Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who is shown to be 1,024th Indian?
Yes, exactly that much.
I think my car has more Indian than her in it. But
wow.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts senator, became the first prominent candidate to dip a toe into the race, announcing in an email to supporters on December 31st, 2018, that she was forming an exploratory committee. Maybe she can exploratory her way out of the idiocy that she's been. Anyways, she made it official on February 9th, 2019, that she was after the Democratic nomination and the White House. The progressive candidate's initial move came 2 months after a widely criticized decision to release a DNA test to prove her claim, to Native American heritage, a topic that Donnie Trump has routinely used to attack her. She formally announced her candidacy at a rally in Lawrence, Massachusetts after a series of stops with some big turnout in states like Iowa.
Yeah, by a huge turnout, I think it was like 350, I believe was the actual numbers.
Hey, it filled the Arby's.
Okay. Well, okay, but before we move on to anybody else, let's talk about why her campaign's now over. You heard about this week?
Well, because she's a liar and a demagogue?
No, well, that she has the personality of a stick of wood. No, actually, she actually publicly said that the government needs to take over and break up, you know, horrible companies like Google and Amazon.
Mega corporations?
Yes. The government should be in control of these companies that have made all this money.
Thank you, Senator Che Guevara.
Do we want to, well, let's see, what happened in New York when they did that with Amazon, when the government started to interfere?
We'll get to that.
We'll get to that. Okay. Too good. But yeah, so I think that pretty much kills her campaign. I think it's been dead.
I hope so.
It's been dead. I think that this kills it.
The woman's a nut.
Well, sometimes you feel like a nut, I guess.
All right, who else you want to hear about, Dubster?
Let's talk. We have two more that I really want to hit, and next one would be the intersectional queen, Kamala Harris.
Okay.
From Jamaica, so she smokes weed. She'll
like
tell you.
I'd like to, in the middle of this, make it clearly known that the blurbs that I'm blurbing about these people
are not your own.
Yeah, believe it or not, I didn't write these political commentary. These are coming from the Chicago Tribune, which is a well-known liberal rag. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
On we go. Senator Kamala Harris. The first-term senator from California, where she was the former attorney general, entered the race on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Wow.
Right?
Little on the nose.
Harris, if successful, would be the first woman African-American to win the nomination. Duh. Harris bypassed the traditional route of launching an exploratory committee. She just... Why bother with the start line? Let's just get to the finish line. During a recent TV appearance to promote her new book, The Truths We Hold, Harris described Washington as a, quote, hot mess, unquote, saying she was raised to fix problems.
Or cause them?
I'm sorry, I just fell off my chair for a second there. Yeah. I got nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
Anybody else?
So rounding out our group of three, which would be, who is it? Biden, Harris, and then our final, which I think is probably the scariest, but I don't think he stands a chance right now, and we'll get into that in a minute, which would be one, Bernie Sanders.
Burn.
I want free stuff.
Burn. It's fascinating to me that a man who drives a $200,000 car has three houses, each over $600,000. And... he wants all your money to give to people who haven't pitched in.
Who's never worked a day in his life. Never created a job. Okay. Well, what does his blurb say?
Oh, who cares? Honest to God.
Is this who you have the most hatred for?
Oh, I don't hate him at all. I kind of feel pity for him.
That's saying something.
This is a guy that's going for president that has not one clue of economic reality.
Well, how...
Unless you're going from the little red book.
But how upset do you have to be that he can get this far with people believing in him?
Well, people are stupid, man. Gullible? Is that a better word? Naive?
No, I don't know.
Stupid works.
When you're violently protesting for somebody, yeah. I don't think you can call it naive anymore.
Okay, Senator Bernie Sanders. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, whose insurgent 2016 presidential campaign reshaped Democratic politics. Personally, I would say who gave in to Hillary's machine, but that's okay. That's just me. announced on February 19, 2019, that he is running for president in 2020. Quote, "Our campaign is not only about defeating Donald Trump," unquote, the 77-year-old self-described Democratic socialist said in an email to supporters. Back to quotes, "Our campaign is about transforming our country and creating a government based on the principles of economic, social, racial, and environmental justice," unquote. Just hold on, Doug. It keeps going. He officially kicked off his campaign with a rally near his childhood home in Brooklyn on March 2nd, 2019. Wow. Economic, social, racial, and environmental justice. Isn't he one of the old white guys that the Democrats are screaming about?
Yes, absolutely.
I was just wondering, because, you know, either say what you mean or mean what you say or shut up.
That's not how that works with this guy. You should know that. Do as I say, not as I do.
Yikes. Okay, well, so there we have the list. Gee, many crickets. Our country's in trouble.
No, I gave my opinion on who I think stands the best chance. Who do you see as your top field?
Well, unfortunately, because there are so many gullible kids in liberal colleges right now that are still on the bandwagon, Burn is probably their best choice. Wow, I honestly can't say Hickenpooper or
which you'd like to.
Just for the name.
God. I told you. You didn't believe me when I said that. Be like, Kamala, no, let that one stick for a minute.
You know what? We've got Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, who are both just radical leftists. And honestly, neither one of them would be good for our country, in my personal opinion, as a hardcore centrist. This is horrible. I would say the one that has the best chance right now is Bernie. And that's just breaking my heart. But that's where it is.
That's fair enough.
How about you, Deb?
Well, like I said earlier.
Wave your arms around. Give me what you got.
No, I think that the best chance, both for the Democrat Party, for America, if he should happen to win, would have to be Crazy Uncle Joe. He's going to do the least amount of damage. If he's in. He's in. There's no way he's not in. I think that as of last week, especially with the far left of the party literally stabbing Obama in the back, I think that this is going to be pushed up front and center. This is the Democrat Party. That is not.
You don't think Beto O'Rourke could take him?
No. That dude is a mess. I don't. I think he's going to stand as a great vice president to somebody.
Dude, he's young, he's brown skinned, and he's charismatic.
He's white.
Ish.
He's white.
Ish.
He talks like Jeff Spicoli, which I guess is interesting.
I'd vote for him for that.
No, the guy doesn't have two brains to stand on. I don't think that he's got
two
the go
brains
power.
To stand on.
Two brain cells is actually what
the
hell I meant
is that?
I meant two brain cells. Sorry, he smoked it away in college, dude.
Okay, Senator Spicoli.
Can we start calling him that now?
Dude, that was my skull.
That was my skull.
Okay. All right. Let's veer away from this train wreck of a...
Wow.
Oh, it's
my
Lord.
Skull.
Anyways. Hi, folks. Hope you're still with us.
No. And if not, you can hit play again, I guess.
Wow. That just gave me an all-over body sweat just going down that list about what's up with the country.
It's Yikes. Frightening. Isn't Yikes. It? No, I mean, here's the problem with the Democrat Party.
Just the problem.
Well, no, this is the problem, is the fact that it has gone so far insane left. I mean, if the Republicans went this far insane right, I don't know.
Civil War.
That's about it. But this incredible far left thing now, where literally socialism and communism is like a commonplace thought now. That's not good for the party. That's not good for the country.
No.
This is not okay.
Hey, I have a question for you, Doug.
I have an answer. Let's see if they match.
Well, seeing as we get most of our information from the mainstream media, blah, 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 have you noticed that there isn't really a list of Republican challengers?
Well, there wouldn't be.
Okay. Do you think anybody can beat Trump at this point?
Wow, you threw this one at me.
And has Trump actually said he's going to go for a second term?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that came out a couple weeks ago.
Wow, I thought he was miserable at it, but okay.
I think that...
Power is a heady mead, isn't it?
I think that in the 2022 or 2024, I think there's some great guys that are coming up, but I don't think anybody's going to go against Trump.
Dude, they're like 12 right now.
I would say that your best two candidates right now, better than Trump, would be...
Don't say Ron Paul. Please don't say Ron Paul.
No, Rand Paul.
You and knew Todd going is there. Dead.
You know what?
He's hey, been... we got their names into the podcast, all right?
He's been doing some fantastic things lately.
He always has.
And I think that Cruz is definitely coming on stronger than... If this Cruz would have been out...
Do you think he's shaved off a little bit of his radicalism?
Yeah. I think that what...
Oh, my God! He appeared in a beard!
He did, yeah, and honestly, I mean, he's doing all the right things, you know?
Interesting.
He's doing quote unquote podcasts. He's bringing them down. He's doing the kind of gritty feel on stuff. He's being real on stuff. I think that he's definitely taking the right steps. I think that's your two horse race next time around.
How about Pence?
No,
doesn't want it.
I don't think he wants it. I think that he's been vilified so much that
I always got the distinct feeling that he was uncomfortable as vice president.
He doesn't. I don't think he likes being vice president.
He's doing it for duty?
Yeah.
Huh, interesting. All right. Let's move on to something a little less heinous.
And to be fair, he's been doing a great job.
In the fate of our country.
Trump. are we going to go with the good and the bad? Do you want to hit that?
Well, I tell you what.
Or do you want to hit something else first?
You know, I want to hit briefly real quickly. This week, Cher.
Share. Oh, we're going into
our modern society's answer to the Barbie doll. She got more plastic in her than flesh, and that's fine. I love her music.
You love whatever. Her music?
I do.
Really?
The woman can sing. Dude, I was watching the Sonny and Cher show.
That's what right? She could sing.
She can still sing. She's an old lady now, but whatever.
And that poor butterfly.
Cher, this week, honored Nancy Pelosi. And slam President Trump, of course, and, quote, old white men, unquote, at VH1's Trailblazer Honors Awards. Where do I start?
This is the intersectional politics. This is, you know, this is what the left is relying on now.
Right. Okay, so this special... It was meant to celebrate today's, and I quote, most respected politicians, entertainers, artists, activists, allies, and icons who have dedicated their time and steadfast commitments to the women's movement and beyond, unquote. Yes, and Dub just shot himself in the head.
Well, because that's what they want from all white males anyway, so.
Yeah. Would you like to hear a snippet of Cher's speech?
Do I have a choice?
It's golden, dude.
Okay, fire away.
It's amazing. Okay. Quote, "Since the day our founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, our country has been run almost exclusively by old white men. Thankfully, because of Nancy and other strong women, this is changing," unquote.
Old white women? With bad teeth?
Yeah.
Or no teeth?
Quote, "Nancy is a fighter. She won't back down. She muscled through the Affordable Care Act, and she isn't afraid to go toe-to-toe with a bully and beat him at his own game," unquote. If I may quote Jack as the Joker.
Please.
Gonna back up from the mic for this.
"This town needs an enema."
And then some.
Wait. You're gonna dig this.
Okay.
Cher continued. Quote, "When I see Trump spew his hatred and tell his gazillion lies, I
gazillion?
Get pissed up."
Is that a literal number?
Yes, it's one with a gazillion zeros behind it.
Okay.
"I get pissed off, but I also feel really uneasy. Then I see Nancy come on the TV and think, it's all good, Nancy's in the house," unquote.
Well, that was a show. I just don't know how to...
You got anything? You got anything at all?
Vomit. You know what? Okay. Let's take the Trump stuff out. And if I was to say, you know what's the matter with this country? Women. You know, since we gave them the right...
Wow, Dub.
Since we gave them the right to vote... No, I'm just... This is the same thing they said. Since women were given the right to vote, you know, this place has just been backwards.
And you know, let's do something about those Negroes, too.
Yeah, exactly. This is exactly what they're saying. But no, you can't... I mean,
come on. Being in... come on. I'm 53.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be honest. I'm an old white guy. And the only thing I can say to this is, and again, I'm having to really edit myself. Am I allowed to say that? Okay.
Okay.
Itch Bay? What? Close?
Close enough.
So these are the amusing, factually accurate things that are happening in our country right now.
But these are the things that this divides the nation. If you keep playing these games, you can't get elected as a you only belong to this thing.
I'm sorry, I don't understand how
it's over.
How they scream about racism and partisanism in
and then
America,
say that.
And then they spew out screw old white guys
on a daily basis.
You know what? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson,
they had their crap together.
Yeah, they were some old white guys, but gee,
mm-hmm.
They gave you the opportunity to spew that idiocy, and now you're crapping on them?
Well, yeah.
I got nothing.
Because girl power.
Okay.
You know, the feminist movement from the 60s had it right. You know, equality for all, and I think everybody that's a human believes in that, but whatever it is they're doing now is trying to subjugate. And I'm like, I don't get how did we get here,
dude? They are decrying partisanship and using it as a weapon,
and then they're saying, why aren't you reaching across the aisle?
Because you're slimy and you suck. Let me think.
That's exactly what's going on.
Okay,
this.
So. I just wanted to bring up that bit of levity as a pure sense of nonsense in our society today. What else you got, Dubster?
Trump. Okay, oh, this Christ. Is when I'm going to piss people off.
And yeah. This is where the truck goes over the hill. Excuse me, over the cliff.
Okay, let's start with the worst thing that Trump's done recently. This is worse than the Twitter. This is worse than his haircut. This is worse than, well, really anything. And this is his executive order. Not okay. Well, you know what? Obama signed 14 of them, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You're going against the Constitution.
Continuing an evil thing is still an evil thing.
And honestly, you know what? And this is the deal. If I tend to vote more conservatively because I expect more. Not the same.
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, you vote fiscally conservatively. But socially, you're a little lighter.
I'm a little loopy. Yeah, I'm a little light in the loafers there.
Me too. And I always have been, and it drives my parents crazy. Success! Trump's executive order for the wall, which hasn't happened yet, but he's creeping up on it.
And, I mean, honestly, I think this is something he knows he's going to lose on. Because it's going to get stopped, but this way he can say, well, you know, I fought for this. I fought for my promises, blah, blah.
Hey, quick dub. How do you stop an executive order again? An executive order is an order from the president.
Which...
it has nothing to do with making a law.
Yeah. And it, honestly, it's not okay. This is why we have checks and balances.
It's not okay.
And this honestly, is why we have checks and balances.
That is one of the things that I should... I would think... logically should be revoked from the presidency.
I don't ever want to take away the powers of...
The balance.
The balance.
Right.
You know, like, let's be honest, this is all a stupid game, and we shouldn't be playing it.
Yeah.
Period. Either side.
And just to clarify for our listeners, I am absolutely opposed to an executive order to make the wall. I'm in Dub's corner on this 150%.
Do I believe in the wall? Absolutely.
You know what? It has its merits. Yes, they will tunnel. Yes, they will try other methods. But yes, a wall will stop people coming over.
And it happens.
And since my suggestion of taking all of our troops out of the Middle East and placing them on the southern border...
Well, I'm not too popular with that one either, but yeah.
Yeah. You know what? A wall is not a terrible idea.
No, it's not.
Funny enough, Mexico, who is bitching and moaning about us putting up a wall, has a wall on their southern border to keep people from the southern climes from going into their country.
That's how that happens, isn't it?
Wow. But bad for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, but again, this executive order, I think, is the worst thing that Trump has put out. In his presidency. Worse than the Trumps, worse than the bad hair, worse than the paying off of hookers. Don't care. This is bad. Okay, that was the bad. Now you give us a good.
Well, how about I just go to next? Okay, the next is President Trump wants $750 billion more for defense.
I'm in.
I thought you would be. Funny enough, on this, I am thumb sideways.
Why?
We already have the most robust military on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
We eclipse even China.
China.
This is one of the few things not made in China that actually works. Our defense is it. I'm stymied as to why we need that much more.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've already got a pretty good thing.
No, I get it, but I'm always of the thought that I want us to be the biggest, the best, always.
And the best offense is a great defense, mm-hmm. always. And I can get down with that, but again, on this one, I'm thumb sideways because I don't have enough information.
Of where it's going to?
Yeah, because there's still a lot of straight-out theft.
It scares me with the loss of one Mad Dog Mattis.
God.
You know, I don't know that that's... You know what I mean? I don't... Maybe I don't know what happened in the other world.
A massive blunder on Trump's part.
Absolutely.
Instead of talking, that's when he should have been listening.
Now remember when people were calling us like, you know, hey, you guys are just so strictly right wing. I'm like, no, we do look at both sides.
No, we hate
really
everybody.
Do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, I have another bad one.
Bring it.
The North Korea debacle.
I think you and I are going to be loggerheads on this.
So let me discuss very quickly why I find it to be a huge issue.
Why is it going to be an issue?
It's an issue. No, I find it to be an issue because he didn't do his homework coming in. He should not have ever met.
Stop.
When has he ever done
his homework?
This is a problem. I think that the fact that he went in without any promises that anything was going to change, that he wasn't going to sign anything. You don't put yourself in that position to make your nation look weak, especially as a businessman. I don't get what he was thinking on that one.
He came in there giving them nothing and going from there. And that's what they got.
I think it looked bad. I think it looked, I think it, I would say it looked as bad as Obama's apology tour.
Personally, I thought it was a strong business move.
I did.
He showed Kim, I'm not coming here with a bouquet of roses for you. I've got like a stick in my hand.
It was a waste
Play
of time.
Play or get thumped.
It was a waste of time. It legitimized Kim Jong-un. It did. It legitimized him more than he ever should have been legitimized.
Interesting.
That's where I hold a huge problem with it.
All right. I do not I do not fully agree with your assessment.
Mm-hmm.
I hold it in great regard. Of course, Deb. You're my man. I just think that it was a lot more thumbs sideways than thumbs down for our country because nothing was given, but nothing was received.
Mm-hmm.
I consider it a complete neutral outcome. They went, they met, they both went away unhappy. That is modern diplomacy.
No, and I can see where you're coming from on that.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that the optic of it was not what we should have seen.
Good enough. All right, I've got a real big thumbs up for Big Daddy Donnie.
Okay.
He has stopped tweeting. Thank you, Jesus. Good. Okay, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's. I gotta throw this positive out. If you should have watched the State of the Union address because it was beautiful and there's three cringeworthy moments in it.
But I heard it had some great highlights.
Oh, the greatest highlight, America will never be a socialist nation.
Boom. Mic drop.
As the camera hits on AOC and Bernie and their heads are just like, pop.
To which I say, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely. No, I thought that was the best speech she's ever given.
Now, did Mitch McConnell at that point, did they
Cocaine Mitch? No.
Okay, because, I mean, the man looks like he's never had a BM in his life. So, yeah.
No, I thought that was absolutely fantastic. I thought a lot of Democrats really showed some ugly colors during that. It was ugly. But
you know what? Sometimes ugly is the truth.
I mean, yes, it's just a speech, but that was the best speech I think that Trump has given in his presidential career. If he can be that Trump for the rest of the time, he will definitely be the president in the next 4 years.
Okay.
He's staying off Twitter. He seems like he's actually starting to follow some decent advice. So
is he listening to his daughter?
Well, that's she.
Or his vice president.
I think the vice president would have a little more to do with it. He hasn't griped about Saturday Night Live. Nothing. It's like, where are you, Donald?
You know, as long as he's at his desk getting stuff done, I don't care where what he's doing.
Yeah.
Honestly. I'm not disappointed in his presidency at this point. He's a terrible person.
Oh, he's absolutely horrible.
Just disgusting. But as far as the presidency goes, not bad. Not terrible.
And going back to the State of the Union, fact-checked everything. The only thing they could fact, they tweaked on, the fact-checkers flipped out on, was I think there was a 1% difference on, said, you know, we're 66% better on something. And it, well, actually, it was 65%.
Oh, the nerve of you for being 1% wrong.
Yeah, it was absolutely ridiculous. The fact checkers, the speech writers were on. And it made us look nothing but good as a nation. I mean, as an American, whether you like the guy or not, you should have been happy with everything that was
with
said
the
in
result.
That speech.
Right.
You know?
All right, Dubster.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh,
here we are.
Do we want to hit that one or do we want to hit the other one first?
You brought it up, son.
We're gonna hit that next. I got one more thing I want to hit before we hit them.
Bring it,
because I think that's part of what we're gonna go into the next thing. The next one would be the two new fresh faces of Congress, AOC and Omar. AOC kind of writes the book for herself. She's a complete moron. She's the boss. She's power hungry. She is not bright.
She the is word stupid. Comes to mind.
She's a walking meme. I think okay, that
this lady. Before she was a senator, she was a
bartender.
Bartender. Excuse me. She was a barmaid.
Yes. Well, because she couldn't pour drinks. She could only serve bottled.
Yeah.
Yeah. So and because now, she couldn't be trusted or with money, by the way.
Yeah.
Ironically.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
I'll let you go. I'm so sick of talking about this.
All I've got is a phone full of funny memes.
Yeah. That's all she is.
Well, actually, let's bring up the fact that Amazon.
she cost New York City 25,000 jobs in her first month in Congress. Okay.
And $27 million revitalization into the community.
Billion.
My bad. Yeah, Amazon was going to put a mothership
second home.
There in New York. Mm-hmm. And
Queens.
And it was, man, 25,000 jobs, most of which paid over $80,000.
The majority, high majority of.
And in return, they were going to get a $3 billion tax refund from the city.
Tax break.
It would eventually be a tax refund to them that they would not have to pay.
Okay.
So.
While still bringing in 25,000 jobs.
AOC, in her alarming shallowness, deep six the entire deal.
Mm-hmm.
And
made it
so hostile that Amazon just basically told them to take a great flying leap into the chasm, and they just took away all their plans and said, nope, not going to do that. And 2 days after that, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out in the news in an interview. I've watched it multiple times because I needed a good laugh, and said that they can take that $3 billion that they were going to give to Amazon and re-put it into the community and revitalize the entire center, blah, 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 and went on and on, never comprehending the fact that $3 billion didn't exist because it was a tax break on taxes they would have paid. It was mm-hmm. not a liquid asset that she could redistribute. Wow.
Yeah. Dude, great job.
That's all I got. Honey, you get the stupid of the year award.
Yeah. But you know what? Everyone that listens to the show is probably researched. We're not even going to talk about the Green New Deal and the stupidity and cow farts and hypocrisy and everything.
I'm doing my part towards the new Green Deal by eating as much steak as possible to kill off every cow I can.
That works. Why not?
Cow farts are bad.
Cow farts are
Orange
bad.
Orange man bad.
Okay, so let's talk about the other one, which is Ilhan Omar, who is,
Can you honestly say that without this at the end of it?
Doop-a-doop-a-doop. Now, before I get into what my personal thoughts on her, you know, in the same speech that she criticized, you know, the messiah of the left, Obama, she criticized him by saying basically he is guilty for war crimes and being basically everything they say Trump is. He just happens to be more polished. That was her words, not mine. Now, and she made this quote, and I think this is important. I don't believe that tiptoeing is the way to win the hearts and minds of the people, she said. So, with that being said, with her quote, she is an anti-Semite, evil. Everything bad we've ever heard about a Muslim is her. I believe she's a terrorist sympathizer. She is truly the Trojan horse inside of our government right now. She's been caught three times and had been made to apologize within 3 weeks for making anti-Semitic remarks.
And her apologies are like, anything but sincere.
I'm sorry that people were offended because they don't know the truth. Wow. Yeah, this bill that passed, that's another joke. We're not even going to, we don't have time to go into it. This woman, she's sitting on the, which committee is she sitting on? The
intelligence, isn't it?
No, that'd be really scary. She's sitting on the Foreign Affairs Committee. That's a pretty powerful committee to have someone that literally hates Israel, hates America.
And believes in Sharia law.
And believes in Sharia law. Who, yeah.
Did you hear what Judge Judy Pirlo said about
it? No.
Pirlo, who's a, honestly, if we can just put the cards on the table, she is a conservative shill.
Absolutely.
But a very intelligent woman, fairly entertaining because of the rant she goes off on. And this is what her her quote is on Representative Omar.
Let's hear it.
Quote, "This is not who your party is. Your party is not anti-Israel. She is. Think about this. She is not getting this anti-Israel sentiment doctrine from the Democrat Party. So if it's not rooted in the party, where is she getting it from? Think about it. Omar wears a hijab, which according to the Quran, 3359, tells women to cover so they won't be molested. Is her adherence to this Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law, which is an antithetical to the U.S. Constitution?"
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
And it's not bad to say that she did find a new ally just this week.
Well, Sharia law is antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I agree. But she did find a new ally. One former Grand Wizard of the KKK, David Duke.
David Dukey.
Wow. Remember whenever he'd say anything that was positive to the Republicans, the Democrats talked about how evil crucified they were for, yeah, not saying, for not having anything. Huh. But now, he's just out of touch. He doesn't really exist. Okay, and now comes the part on the show, is the part that I swore would never come when we first started doing this show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a couple of hard rules on Vote Wasted. One is, it's supposed to be family-friendly, so...
There are three rules.
I've got to really curtail my language.
Nope, no religion.
Very little on religion. We can briefly touch on it when it applies to a political venue. And then the big daddy of them all.
Which is the abortion debate, I guess. And we're still not going to debate this because...
Though, of course, Dub is a master debater.
Well, I am. Well, if more people were better master debaters, there would be no abortion.
And much more hairy palms.
Yes, there we go. With that being said, it's a philosophical issue.
This is a religio-moral issue.
That you cannot change people's mind on one way or the other. In the first trimester, you can't change people's mind. Now, why this is coming into play today is because of the fact that it has become such a political discussion that...
Again.
That not only, we're not even talking about the... Let's call it the moral gray area for some people as far as abortion goes. But as far as late-term abortions and even post-birth abortions now, I don't even know how you call that. No, murder, because there really isn't a better way of saying it. This is to me, is the bottom of the line as far as America goes. If this is the country we are becoming, the society we're becoming, I'm done. I'm out.
And before the broadcast, I brought this up to Dub's attention that in China, which we know has a draconian view of well-being, life, liberty, blah, blah, they have or had, at least, as far as I know, they still have it, they have a one baby per household policy.
Mm-hmm.
If you violate that policy and you get pregnant with your second, they let it come to full term. They take you to a state hospital. And when the baby crowns, and by crowning, that's a term that means that the top, maybe
of the
eighth
skull.
Of the baby's skull crests through the vaginal opening. And they shove a hypodermic needle that's filled with
formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde, which is what they embalm bodies with here in the United States. And they jam it into the top of the skull, push down the plunger, flood the skull with formaldehyde, which is a deadly poison to any carbon-based life, and kill the baby in utero, and it comes out, and they dispose of the carcass. If the baby is spared that and breathes its first breath, the state has commanded that they can't do anything to it. It is, at that point, a viable human life and must be spared. But the current and, quite frankly, Democrat-backed thrust towards abortion that says it's okay to do it up to
birth canal.
Birth. When it comes to social issues, I'm a pretty liberal guy, man. I'm all about a woman's choice, and you know, within bounds. But man, if you're aborting a kid right before it comes out to shoot, you're that's pretty not gray area there.
No,
that's very as very close as I've ever heard to an evil thought.
Well, okay, well, so let's talk about some of the aspects on this that we can all agree this is pure, unadulterated evil. There is Orange Man bad, great. This is not where that battle you pick.
Like I said, this is a religio-moral concept here. Most religions consider this a bad thing. It's the murder of a human life. Morally, it's yeah, you tell him, Loki. Even the dog thinks this is hinky.
I don't think you have to be of any religious persuasion to know that this is wrong.
You know, I don't know where they're coming from thinking this is okay.
Well, let's talk about some of the aspects on this, the arguments we're hearing on both sides. Well, the one argument you hear is, well, no, it would only happen in this late term if the doctor and the mother decided that it would be bad for the woman's health.
And this, that you're saying bad, like,
yeah,
it's a trivial thing. No, if it would be massively detrimental to the woman's health,
life-threatening. That would be more understanding. However, it's now if it's a mental issue, if you feel that you could not handle this suddenly, guess what? As long as you can get a healthcare professional, which, by the way, technically I could be considered a healthcare professional because of what I do on the side. Yes.
Pimp?
You know, the massage therapy can be considered a healthcare professional. Sure. Any healthcare professional can say that is perfectly okay. That's how gray this area went.
I doubt if there will be a line at your door for that.
I would hope not. But the point is, it doesn't take anything to get that to happen. And I can't fathom someone caring to that term and letting that happen. But the fact that it's even discussed, well, you know, there's only like a few a year. So then why is this even a discussion?
You know, Dub, this is such a touchy issue. I don't want to sound like a total oinker here. But I've been through this. I mean, I have a son. Mm-hmm. My wife was pregnant. I went through this with her. And man, women in various stages of pregnancy are so massively hormonal, and it just really affects their point of view.
Well,
am I wrong, Jen?
Any husband that is or
come
man,
on, Jen.
Any husband or man that has been through the process with their wife has been threatened to be killed at least
once. Oh yeah, multiple ways.
Yeah,
you know it's. It's hard to wrap your head around the fact that our legislature, the Americans' legislature, the government of the United States has just approved this.
It's not okay.
It's a whole lot of not okay. Yeah, you know, again, as a guy, I don't have a uterus. I'm not going to carry a baby. It's hard for me to even think that I have a right to speak about this.
Well, it takes two to tango, and no matter what, I'm responsible for that kid for the rest of my life. Just saying, all of that.
Those of us who have taken the correct path and who have lived up to our responsibilities and everything. Yes.
Okay.
We can parade around as much as we like.
And we're not even discussing.
That's still not.
Yeah. But that's something entirely different from this.
Again, you're talking about. Oh, hey, let's use Cher's phrase. A bunch of old white guys making a decision about what happens with a uterus.
That's not, though. That is Yikes. A life, period. That is a life surviving on its own. In fact, on the second part we can talk about, which is a failed abortion, which happens, I believe, what was it?
Define.
The abortion can fail and not be taken. The baby is given birth, is birthed and still alive. Now this is the other side of a different bill, which the Democrats voted against. Once that child is born and it's alive, I don't know the exact wording, but it's somewhere along the lines of the doctor must legally care for the child, giving life
as if it's a living patient.
As it is alive, and it's as completely apart.
Visions of China.
Completely apart from its mother.
Visions of China, yes.
But no, the legislator that wrote the bill said, no, well, the doctor and the mother, we'd make the child comfortable, and the doctor and the mother would sit down and have a discussion.
Make the decision as to whether to kill it or not.
That is strict. This is even worse than the late-term abortion. This is straight-up infanticide.
Wow. Wow.
I give up. I don't know.
How deep you want to dive into this, Durham?
How... And this is my question. People that voted for this was 0% Republican and 100% Democrat. It's
total party lines.
At this point, I can say this. I would call myself a Republican a million times before I'd call myself a Democrat at this point. The Republicans are a failed party. They're bad human beings.
I would like to add something on that.
This is so far.
They're both failed parties.
I do agree.
When you stop representing your constituents.
But this is so far past. This is so far past morality. This is so far past humanity. This is no longer humanity. We're not in humanity anymore. This is frightening to me.
Yeah, and you know what? I can't say that this is a bad thing that you're talking about. Even from my, I can't say that I'm woke or anything. God, far from it. But I always have kind of tread softly on this issue because as a man who, again, no uterus, no carrying, no blah-blah, I've always felt that my opinion on this, if asked for, I'd be more than willing to give it. But for me to postulate on it is kind of out of my realm of professionalism because, again, no uterus, no mobility. But for them to say that you can abort up to the time of birth, it just seems intrinsically not right.
Yeah.
That's my last statement on it.
Yep, this was our first and last time ever discussing abortion on Vote Wasted.
Until the next time.
You know what? We had a good run of 2 years. We didn't do it.
Okay,
let's talk about...
How about on to something brighter?
Let's talk about stupid things that people are getting...
I thought that's all we were talking about this whole time.
No, stupid proposals from Senate and Congress. Here's one of my favorites before... We're going to do that one last. I know which one you want. We're doing that one last. We got three here that
what
I want
to What do you got? What do you got?
Let's hit the... I believe it's Oregon. Lowering the voting
age. Did you just say, let's hit the Oregon?
I think it's... Yeah, I'd like to. a senator wants to lower the voting age to 16 nationally. That's what we call desperation for votes right there.
Any more than Pelosi wanting the illegals to have a vote?
That was the other one we were going to discuss. That is desperation. Getting rid of the Electoral College, too. Don't forget that.
There's a very real and understandable word that describes both of these these tries for just blatant tries for more votes. Stupid.
Mm-hmm.
18. You're an adult by law. It's been that way a long time in America.
Which they should still be able to drink at 18, too, but that's another story altogether.
If you can carry a gun for your country, you should be able to drink.
And you should be able to buy a gun. Anyway.
Anywho. And illegals should never, ever have the right to vote in America.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they go through the process and become legal and then vote away.
And I want, if you want to be in this country and you want to be here legally, I welcome you here. I
want
you
here.
Damn
Skippy, I will do everything in my power to make that happen for you.
I think the process should be simplified, in fact.
But as an illegal and no, not an undocumented migrant.
No, illegal.
That's horse hockey. You are an illegal immigrant, which means that you started your term here as breaking the law. No. You don't vote.
Yeah, pretty much.
Screw that.
Okay. You want to hit this last thing. This is the last thing we're going to discuss today.
I got two last things.
We got two last things. Oh, fire away.
Hawaii.
That's... I thought that's which one.
Hawaii. The Democratic legislators in Hawaii... I gotta get my breath on this.
It's one of those.
Redonkulous. I said I wouldn't say the R word, but redonkulous is okay.
Is allowed.
Okay. Democratic legislators have introduced two virtually identical resolutions in the Hawaii Senate urging Congress to consider a constitutional amendment to either repeal or clarify the Second Amendment.
How can it be any more clear than it is?
Oh,
sorry.
I guess these
black guns are evil. I know.
I guess these senators just can't read.
Most of them haven't read the Constitution. I'll tell you that much.
The Second Amendment is one of the shortest amendments. I don't know how you can misconstrue.
And what are the two most important amendments? Sorry.
One and two. And yep. Number two protects old
no, number one. Yep.
Okay. Anyways. Good criminy.
I love seeing the anger just start to just well up inside of you.
You know, anybody who's listened to this podcast, if you're new to it, hey, welcome to it. I like guns. I carry a gun for a living. I'm a first responder. I carry a badge. I carry
a gun.
As well
as myself.
And I'm the guy that runs towards gunfire instead of away from it. I'm the one that actually Dub is with me in this. Mm-hmm. We're the ones protecting the people from the
bad guys.
The squalor out there that want to screw it up for everyone. Just the thought that people want to repeal the Second Amendment. Hey, Deb, where did that happen last in greater world history that it turned out to not be a good thing?
Do we really want to do the Nazi thing?
Well, I was thinking Cuba, but...
Cuba.
Okay.
Russia.
Anytime
things have gotten really bad,
story.
That's what happens.
It's the same
Venezuela.
Story.
Venezuela.
Russia did it. 20 million people died.
India.
People are still dying. Germany did it in World War II, at precursor to World War II. 6.5 million?
Mm-hmm.
China.
Oh,
Germany.
Yeah.
100 million? Who knows? They don't give us access to that stuff. Folks, every single country where they have outlawed or confiscated weapons has resulted in...
bad things.
Dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Now, and I want to say this. Everybody that's, you know, take, you know, take our guns away. And you, these are the same people that say take the guns away are the same people that say Trump is Hitler.
And it's okay to kill kids.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you really believed that Trump was Hitler and you want to give up your guns, you're an idiot.
I'm going to massively clarify here.
Okay.
We are not trumpeting for Republicans.
No.
At all. Right now, Dub and I are of the, Dub and I are of the mind that, quite frankly, every single person in politics right now sucks, with the exception of possibly...
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul.
Dan Crenshaw. Oh,
okay. Anyway,
talk about him later.
Anyways,
research Jan Crenshaw.
Right now, everybody's sucking, and we're fairly furious about it, which is why, quite frankly, we're back on the air.
Mm-hmm.
On the bright side, Second Amendment-wise, Nye County, the sheriff of Nye County, has put out a letter to the governor of Nevada. And for those who aren't in Nevada, bear with me on this. This is local politics. But our new governor, Steve Sisolak, who is a staunch gun grabber, a neophyte of Bloomberg, has put out a bunch of really harsh gun grabbing initiatives. The sheriff of Nye County. Nye County in Nevada is where the majority of the whorehouses are. So you got to give the guy credit for, you know, just being a dude. put out a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, a 7-paragraph formal press release to Sisolak, letting the governor of Nevada know that that Sheriff Worley of Nye County would not comply with all these unconstitutional gun laws. The most important passage in his letter is this. The term criminal defines the fact that the person committing crimes is not law-abiding. The fact that there is rhetoric to enact new laws each and every time a criminal commits a bizarre crime or does something heinous amazes me. These new laws penalize our law-abiding citizens. The person who committed the crime did not respect our laws in the first place, so how does passing new, more restrictive laws, which our citizens must obey, help make things better? As a law enforcement officer, district attorney, investigator, and now sheriff, I have had dozens of opportunities to put real criminals behind bars, but because of politics, inadequate staffing, or a lack of desire or funding, these individuals are allowed to plead to a lesser crime, are placed into diversion programs, win their cases on a technicality, and in a few instances are not prosecuted appropriately or win the confidence of the jury. This says everything about it. This is something that is happening across our nation, that sheriffs are telling state legislatures that they will not abide by unconstitutional laws that are depriving citizens of their lawful ability to defend themselves, which the Constitution specifically guarantees.
Now, I love this.
Rant over.
I love this. This is... My heart, I 100% agree with this, but in my logical mind, I have issue. Oh, we're pulling our
with.
I have issue with the fact that, you know, yours is not the, well, as far as the city is not the, it's not their responsibility to interpret the law and decide which laws they would like to honor and wish they wouldn't. Now let's something else I don't like. I don't like sanctuary cities. I think that is a city going against what the laws are and saying we're going to do what we want to do because we morally disagree with it. I believe that they are in 100% in the wrong. But I believe you can't do one without the other.
Okay.
So that's, yes, in principle I agree with this, but you know, the checks and balance system, which we have to love and desire to follow, it being Americans, being constitutionalists.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't see how you can get out of that. And are those laws unjust? Absolutely. But that's not the sheriff's duty to change.
Actually, the man has 9 times in his career sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States. The man has a verifiable cause for saying unconstitutional laws I will not uphold.
See, now, and I want, I'm having, I can't fight you on this because I agree with him 100%.
Boom! Mic drop! Boom!
But right is right. You know, and if I can find issue with the sanctuary cities where people will say that there's a constitutional, I don't believe there is, but people will say there's a constitutional issue on why they do they go through with these sanctuary cities, okay. And I find zero truth to it. How can I enforce both? Okay. Can, if you can see where I'm coming from on that.
We're gonna wrap up this conversation with a quoting of Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights.
Okay.
Which is exactly 3 words shorter than Amendment 3, making it the shortest amendment and the most powerful. The Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights of the United States of America states, and I quote, "A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." Now, according to that amendment, every gun control law that's ever been passed is unconstitutional. Like it or not, kids.
And I don't disagree with that.
But the fact of the matter is, for this sheriff to put out a public statement of that strength, that's big. And for those of you who are listening, I will post a picture of that posting letter that the sheriff did on the Vote Wasted Facebook page, so y'all can read it. But very strong thing. And that's where I am.
Cool. And you know what? That's a show. This is a long
Holy
episode today.
Holy smokes! What are we at, an hour 20?
Something like that.
Yikes.
I think with editing, I think it'll be somewhere in there. Yeah, let's do this again soon. We can't go this far because it's like we have 7.5 billion things to talk about.
Believe it or not, kids, we do have lives. But there is a presidential, election
cycle
coming up in 2020. That's in, let's see, November from now is 8 months, so 20 months from now.
Hmm.
So we're probably going to be slowly grinding back in until it starts to get hot.
Yep.
And then, yeah, baby.
So, yeah, if you guys want us to talk about stuff, let us know. That's what keeps us inspired to come back in and record more. You know, talk to us. We love it.
Anything that you have a problem with, you disagree with, agree with, great. Let us know.
Yeah. And we had enough that we disagreed with each other today. And hey, I pick a side. Say Dub was right. Yeah. Until next time, I'm Dub.
What?
Yep.
Wait a minute. What is contact info?
Oh, what is our contact? It's been forever since we've done this. Go to the Facebook page. Talk to us. That's the easiest way to do it.
Facebook.com, Vote Wasted Podcast. Dub, of course, has his Twitter. Mine is, I believe, the Todd Harvey.
Yep. Mine is at Comic Not Geek. There you go. You love doing that.
I do.
That's your favorite thing anymore. Yeah. Okay, so now I can finish up?
Yes.
Okay, so until next time, I'm Dub.
I'm Todd.
Vote wasted.
That was another edition of Vote Wasted. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you'd like to contact us, you can email us at votewasted@gmail.com. See you next time.